It's US 99.5. It's Drew standing next to one of our favorite people. Hello, Jared Neiman.
How are you? We're back.
I'm good. Joe's.
That's the thing. We get spoiled here in Chicago because we got you two times this year. The last time we saw you, we were backstage before opening up for Brad Paisley at Wrigley Field. Are you a sports guy? Are you a baseball guy? Is it football season?
You know, I'm pretty much into football, but I will say this. I haven't been to many baseball games, professional baseball games, but I've been to four Cubs games.
Okay.
And so that's that and the Kansas City Royals is about the only two places I've been, so it was so exciting to be able to obviously play Wrigley Field.
I mean, who's your team?
Baseball, not so much. I mean, I was raised in
I'm a football
Kansas,
guy, so but, go ahead.
But,
spread the love.
Kansas State. I really kind of keep up with the college.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty devastating when they lost to Baylor, but, you know, they're going to pull together and hopefully pull it off with Texas.
As a football fan, could you enjoy watching the Notre Dame game last weekend and their run, or is it more because you're wishing Kansas State would have done the same, you don't like it?
Well, our drummer, he's from Indiana, mm-hmm. and so he's a gigantic Notre Dame fan. So we have a Buckeye on board. We actually have a guy from Chicago in our band too, but a bunch of college football fans on the bus. So you know, we all kind of go for each other's teams, but then when it comes down to it, you definitely want your team to lose. But I think it's great for Notre Dame. They've, you know, there's been many years that I know their fans have wanted a season like this.
So I went to IU. We haven't really done that well in football in a long time. You know, Ed at Joe's Bar here, he's
sure.
an IU alum as well,
really?
Mourning our losses, and you just take it as it goes.
We'll just keep licking each other's wounds, and it'll all be fine.
The new CD is Free the Music. We're here on stage. You're here on stage at Joe's Bar tonight to do some of those songs. We are curious, who's the coolest or the best person that you've seen on stage recently?
Recently? Well, we lucked out. You know what? One of the collaborations on our album, Miss Colby Calais, was kind enough to sing on the
She's
record.
Cool.
And we did a CD release party in Nashville, and she came out and joined us and just came all the way out to sing one song. So, man, I'll tell you, she's a class act, obviously a Grammy Award winner. So it was really cool to see her on stage. So
so you're telling me she's going to be on stage with you tonight. That's our surprise, right?
I wish. Well, I do have a surprise guest, but
you spend a lot of time on the road. You said you're watching sports on the bus and things. Do you have a reality show or a TV indulgence that you're willing to be embarrassed about and put it on record?
What I do is I'll wait like several years before I watch something. So, for instance, True Blood comes out. I just bought every single season and just watch all of it in like, you know, a week.
Right.
So I usually do that. So True Blood was kind of the last one. I just got that American Horror Story.
I can't do the scary thing. True Blood's okay, but American Horror Story, my wife loves it because it's a scary, but she can't watch it at night because it's really scary, right?
I watch it right before I go to bed, so that way, you know, I can have nightmares and everything. But yes,
of course.
No, I'm not real big on scary movies, but once you get into something, you know, you continue to watch it. And they actually use a lot of the same characters from True Blood on the American Horror Story.
Vampires are the biggest thing around. So it's the variation of what twist can we do for a new television show, right?
Right.
Scary people.
Scary rednecks. That's, you go back to any of our hometowns, they're all waiting for a story.
Being that you're a celebrity and your fans are looking up to you on stage and listening to you on the radio, who are you crushing on lately?
You know, I really don't have, I know it's crazy, but I can't even think of anybody. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of beautiful talent. You know, Lindsay Lohan just got arrested again. So, you know, makes her one notch hotter than she already was. So anytime a girl gets in trouble, it really seems to elevate the lust.
It?
I know it's not a healthy.
She's a wreck.
She's a wreck, and that just makes her an 11.
Okay. Do you think Demi Moore's hot? Just found out today that her new boyfriend is only 2 years older than her oldest daughter.
See,
does that intrigue
hot.
You?
That's pretty hot.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I'm asking it. Last song you downloaded on your iPod. Who are you digging lately?
There's a band called Alt J, I guess. It's a indie rock band, and there's a song called Breeze Blocks that we've been listening to on the bus. Another band called Dr. Dog, Philly. Really dig them. We try to listen to a little bit of everything, and we obviously have every damn country song that's ever been recorded on our iPods combined. So so late at night, we try to dig a little deeper and try to find some cool stuff. But yeah, I dig a lot of the indie rock bands.
Alt-J.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they're calling?
Yeah, they're good.
We'll have to look it up.
You'll dig it.
Jared Neiman, new CD, Free the Music, at Joe's Bar tonight with US 99.5. Thanks, bud.
Well, great to see you as always. And ladies and gentlemen, in the famous words of Us, party on.